This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Abbott Laboratories, the healthcare company, and they make, among other things, medical devices and diagnostic tests, also nutrition products, including, as of about a week, maybe 10 days ago, baby formula once again. The company's biggest formula plant in southern Michigan has reopened after its most recent shutdown, this one due to flooding. But the bigger and longer closure was cause of a voluntary recall and an FDA investigation into the formula made there. And that, of course, was the shutdown that led to the formula shortage in this country. That is still happening, by the way. And it also brought attention to the many challenges that foreign formula manufacturers face trying to get into this market. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
In the last 4 weeks, there have been way fewer choices in terms of the kinds of baby formula available, according to Krishna Kumar Estave with the market data firm IRI.
Pre-pandemic, if you go to a store, you would have like 24, 25 choices. It's down to 11.
Almost all of that baby formula bought in the U.S. is made here. Erica York is a senior economist at the Tax Foundation.
So imports currently satisfy less than 2% of the demand within the United States, and the rest is normally met by domestic producers, which is a very concentrated market.
There's now a focus on expanding that market. That includes making it easier for foreign companies to get FDA approval to be sold here.
So providing that, you know, if it's good in this country, it's good in our country type of arrangement could help increase access for foreign manufacturers.
The U.S. also imposes tariffs on formula of up to 17.5%. Gabriela Beaumont-Smith is with the Cato Institute. She says that also deters foreign imports.
Baby formula is a necessity. There shouldn't be any kind of import tax on formula at all.
There are a couple of bills before Congress that would lift the tariffs, at least temporarily. That isn't the focus for the Biden administration. Instead, it's concentrating on making it simpler for certain foreign producers to get FDA approval. Samira Fazali is deputy director of the National Economic Council.
These high-quality producers are going to have a pathway towards staying here in the U.S. and get the time they need to meet all of our normal regulatory requirements.
Fazali says it's a good moment to figure out how to diversify, which is good both for a reliable source of formula and for providing more choices for families. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.